Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Sometimes following Jesus leads to death. But do we have to be afraid? No, because He is with us. And He has an extra special reward of heaven for us when we are faithful to Him. We can faithfully follow Him and experience His victory.
He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comforts wrought. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me.
He leadeth me.
Hey, boys and girls, it is our last day, our last study for this week, and I am looking forward to it. We are wrapping up our story about Timothy. Now, Timothy went on to be a missionary and to continue spreading God's love, but we're going to move on next week to a different story. Before we get started, what do? You're right, we pray. Let's bow our heads. Lord, we want your spirit to help us to see, to learn, to hear, to grow, just like you did. The Bible says you grew in wisdom and in stature, in favor with God and man. Lord, we want to grow in wisdom. And these boys and girls, they're going to grow in stature. Help us to grow in favor with both you and man. Be with us as we study and learn today. In Jesus' name, amen. Paul and Silas were happy that the Bereans were studying so carefully. You know, some people, when they hear new ideas, they're just like, okay, sure, that sounds good. And then they hear another new idea and they're like, oh yeah, yeah, that sounds good. And in fact, the Bible talks about a wave being tossed by the sea. Well, it's kind of like that. People hear a new idea and they go that way. And then they hear another new idea and they go that way. That's not how these Bereans were acting. When they heard new information, they studied it out. They tried to see, does this go along with the Bible or not? But Paul and Silas, who were teaching them, were in trouble again. Guess what happened? Remember those mob leaders from Thessalonica that ended up chasing them away? Well, they soon found out where Paul and Silas had gone. They said, I heard Paul and Silas are in Berea. Let's go there. It wasn't very far away. In fact, if you want to get a map, you could look it up and see how far the distance it is. So that's what they did. Those mob leaders decided to go to Berea, and they got a crowd excited. They got the crowd to turn against Paul, just like they had done in Thessalonica. So how do I know this? Because it says so in Acts chapter 17, verse 13. Let's look that up. Are you ready? Go get your Bibles. We want to study and open our Bibles and learn. There's a few verses we're going to look up today, and so we need our Bibles to do that. Go to Acts chapter 17, and then you're going to read verse 13. Acts chapter 17, verse 13. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. It's in the New Testament, the second half of the Bible, Acts chapter 17. Those are the big numbers. And then look below that for the little numbers, verse 13. Let's see what that says.
But when the Jews from Thessalonica learned that the word of God was preached by Paul at Berea, they came there also and stirred up the crowd.
Those men, they just wanted to stir up a crowd. They wanted to stop what Paul and Silas were doing. Who do you think was making those men do what they were doing? I think you're right. Satan was stirring up their anger so that they wanted to go and just stop what was happening. Well, Timothy had followed Paul to Berea so they could work together there. But when the mob leaders from Thessalonica arrived and aroused many of the people against Paul, what did the Christians quickly do? Look at verse 14. It's the very next verse. We already read verse 13. Now we're going to read verse 14. Let's see what that says.
Then immediately the brethren sent Paul away to go to the sea, but both Silas and Timothy remained there.
So who remained? What does the Bible say? Silas and Timothy. You're right. You know, Paul was disappointed that he had to leave Timothy behind. In fact, Paul had hoped that he could even go back to Thessalonica. But instead, he was now on his way to faraway Athens, an important city in Greece. Well, some of the new believers from Berea went with Paul, and he probably taught them more about Jesus as they traveled, because then guess what could happen? They could go back to their city and tell their friends, tell their family, and they could end up continuing the work that Paul had started. Angels were watching over that little group, and as soon as Paul was safely in Athens, the new believers went back to Berea. What message did they take with them? Look at verse 15.
So those who conducted Paul brought him to Athens, and receiving the command for Silas and Timothy to come to him with all speed, they departed.
So they went back to Berea and told Silas and Timothy to go join Paul. Boys and girls, when Timothy was young, just like you are, he learned to love the Bible. Are you learning to love the Bible too? Do you like to study your Bible every day, just like Timothy did when he was your age? You know, that's the whole reason why we started this podcast. When I was a girl, I don't remember really having Jesus time or spending time in the Bible at all. We would read a devotional, you know, like one of those kids' devotional books, maybe for breakfast. But I never really developed a relationship with Jesus at a young age. It wasn't until I was in my mid-teens, when I went colportering, that I really started studying the Bible and learning more about Jesus and spending time in His Word. And then I grew up and I got married and I had my two little boys. And I looked around for something for them, and there's not a lot out there. So that is why I started this podcast, because I firmly believe that it is so important for boys and girls who can't read, or are just learning to read, or are a little uncomfortable reading, that they have time with Jesus, that they're able to spend time with Jesus and learn how to do it on their own. Every morning, my boys get up and they get my phone and they pull up the podcast and we listen, and they'll listen to it. Sometimes I'm listening in, sometimes it's just them, but it's so important to start that day with Jesus. When we take time, when we learn more from His Word, it strengthens our faith. And when our faith is strengthened, then we become stronger and stronger, and we can hold tighter and tighter to Jesus. I love Jesus so much, and I hope that you are learning to love Jesus too. Now, I want to challenge you. I heard from Muriel, and she told me that she has shared this podcast with friends at church and even her cousin, and I am so excited about that. I would like to see each and every one of you make it a challenge or a mission to share Jesus, to share this podcast even with someone else. And when you do, write to me and tell me about it. I want to hear from you. I love getting your emails and hearing how much you are enjoying the podcast and how you are taking time with Jesus each and every day. That's what Timothy did. God had a very special work for him, and Timothy developed a relationship with Jesus. I want you to have that same relationship, boys and girls. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, we want to be connected to you, and in order to do that, we need to spend time with you. Thank you for the opportunity that we have at Starting with Jesus to share your love and your message each and every day. Thank you for your love and your care for each boy and girl listening, and even the moms and dads. We are so thankful that you want to spend time with us, that you want to hear our prayers, that you want to answer our prayers. We love you. Amen. It is our last day for the memory verse. It's from Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Are you learning it? I hope you are, and I hope that you're enjoying the memory verse review that we do every single Sabbath so that you can review the memory verse and the previous memory verses all in one place. Let's go ahead and sing this song together.
Acts 17, 11.
They receive the word with all readiness and search the scriptures daily. Whether these things were so. They receive the word with all readiness and search the scriptures daily. Whether these things were so. They receive the word with all readiness and search the scriptures.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.